Peace, peace, family. Welcome back to the Black Abyss as we dive deep into the energy wars, understanding ourselves and understanding self-mastery and how to master ourselves and how to study ourselves in order to understand our reality in order to return the power back to ourselves. Understanding that we are the gods, that we are the generators. We are the one creating this reality, our reality. We are the operators operating in these realities, and that we are the destroyers, the ability to destroy whatever pain, whatever misfortunes, uneasiness, whatever thoughts that we do not want to experience. We have the ability to destroy those as we dive deep into who we are. As we understand that we are the I, we are pure being. The etheric light, the highest vibration of consciousness, pure love. And this is where we are trying to return to, back to our etheric selves. As we understand that we are the me, the becoming. As we become the me, we then begin the attachment process. And as the me, there's a part of it that is called the ego. And there are personalities to this ego. So let's try to understand who we are. You are a traveler. You are an observer. Pure awareness in the state of the I, the pure being. You have not yet participated in reality until you have become the me, the becoming. It is the me that becomes and attaches itself to the body. It takes possession over the body. It says that I have a name. It says this is my personality. It says that these emotions belong to me. It says this is how I feel. This is what I like. And the me stays inside of the construct so long that it forgets that it is the I, the pure being, the pure etheric light. So now, the observer and his mind, because you are not the mind. The mind is an aspect of you. You are not the ego, but the ego is also an aspect of you. So you, as the eye, sits in the movie theater. The world is the movie screen. Your mind is the projector. And what exactly is this mind? All of these thoughts that we have is based on all of our experiences here. Everything that we have experienced. However, you, as the observer, has not projected yourself and projected your consciousness into these thoughts as yet. And understanding that everything vibrates, everything is alive. We must understand that even thoughts are alive, even thoughts are conscious. And they too are fighting for your energy. So you, the observer, are watching thoughts pass through your mind. And some of these thoughts are not even yours. Some of them are other people's. Because other people are trying to access your mental womb. Because it is the union of the masculine and the feminine mind that is birthing and creating other people's ideas, other people's thoughts. And you are unaware of your power. Because this masculine and feminine energy, it transcends sex. It exists everywhere. So now, as thoughts pass through your mind, one thought says, think about me. Think about the lady that cut you off in traffic because I too want to exist. And another thought passes through your mind and it says, think about me. Think about heartache, pain, resentment. Because I too want to exist. And another thought passes through your mind and it says, no, think about me. Think about wealth and abundance. Think about happiness, joy. Because I too want to exist. And then you, as the observer, decide to move from the being to the becoming by projecting your consciousness into that thought. Then the movie takes place on the screen. You are now participating in your reality. So now as you walk through your journey, the me forgets that he is the I. The me cannot remove his attachments because ego is your master. You have not trained yourself or understood who you truly are. So the ego is the part of yourself that says, wake up, I need more stuff. Get up right now. More alcohol, more drugs, more sex. I need it. We have to re-up every day. And that is part of the personality of the ego. But the ego is truly the part of you that thinks that it is human. It thinks, or you think, that it is you. You think that body is you. You think that personality is yours. You have become, right, infused into the reality. So, one thing that's powerful about our minds is understanding that it is not confined to our bodies. Well, people say, how can that be? Well, let's observe another part of ourselves. In the dream state, the mind tells you, as I say, everything about ourselves tell us about ourselves. The mind says, I do not sleep. The body does. Mind awake, body asleep. Mind awake, body asleep. The mind says, I am going to go into other realities, into the dream state. I will continue to experience reality beyond the confines of the body. Right? So, let's observe this and why it's important to stay grounded and stay in the present moment, because we are traveling with the mind. We are traveling with our minds as pure awareness projects its consciousness into these thoughts. So if you turn the modem off right now, the Wi-Fi exists. If you turn the cell phone off, the cell signal still exists. So the brain is not the mind. The brain is the modem that the mind passes through. So if we are planning a trip next Monday, the mind tells you, I am already experiencing this reality at this very moment. Well, people say, well, how can that be? Well, the mind says, I will take the projection and I will show it to you at this very moment. So the mind will show you getting on the plane. The mind will show you packing your bags. The mind will show you the projections. The mind says, I am already here. But your 3D body is confined to this reality. Right? This is why it's important to stay grounded and do not create projections, do not create things that have not came to be yet. Because if you are experiencing pain, or if you are projecting pain, or if you are thinking about losing your house or losing your job, the mind says, I am experiencing it right now. Energy must follow thought. The energy must follow the thought. So now, the thought of just thinking about losing your home is emitting itself and being communicated, right, through the electromagnetic field of your heart. So now you can feel the anxiety. You can feel the sadness emitting from yourself. Because emotions is an immaterial reality. So we know that it is coming from a spiritual force. So now, energy is following the thought of losing my home. Because what we have to understand is that the heart is the real brain. It is storing everything. Or the heart is a brain itself. And the heart has 40,000 neurons transmitting and emitting back and forth while everything that we are feeling. So it is important we do not allow the mind to travel to realities that have not came to be yet, because it changes our entire vibrational field. How powerful our ability to project our energy, to project our consciousness into these thoughts. Very important to stay grounded. And as we train ourselves to understand that the observer is creating second by second, within the fraction of a second, you are constantly and always creating, and you are never, ever stopping that process of creation. You will then be careful and be responsible as a generator, because you are creating it. But you will also be responsible as an operator, meaning you are participating in it until you choose to understand to create different thought forms. But this journey is about detaching. Everything here is an addiction and an attachment. And you have become the slave to the meat. And you have become the slave to the ego. The me has been in the participating in the reality so long that it now has to go through its karmic state, painful emotional lessons in this 3D consciousness, in order for it to return back to its truly etheric light. And this is why we are all vibrating in different states of consciousness. We all exist in different dimensions. And exactly what is a dimension? It is not a place, but a state of consciousness, a state of vibration. It is changing the frequency of the mind. So now in this third dimension consciousness that we exist in, we are learning these painful emotional lessons. And as we move to this fourth dimension state of consciousness, we are understanding that we are not the victim, but we are responsible. We understand that it is self-love that we must understand to return back to ourselves. We must understand that we have to merge ourselves with our shadow selves. So we start to understand these realities. Then as we move to what they call this fifth dimension consciousness, is when we start creating from the heart. We start to understand that the heart is the brain. We start to understand that we must be careful of other people emitting their feelings onto us, and us emitting certain feelings out, because it is a brain-heart coherence going on. That these neurons are transmitting everything to our mind and back and forth. We understand that it changes our entire state of feeling, our entire state of how we operate. It lowers our state of love. It removes us further away from our etheric light. So we have to trust our feelings. We have to be obedient to our feelings. We have to feel. Remove ourselves from the intellect state. This is what we call red flags. This is what we call intuition. We start to trust ourselves, right? So, very important, understanding the journey of detachment, understanding that we have to create our own organic thoughts and not the thoughts of other people. We have to be careful of allowing people to imprint their emotions and their thoughts on us, and being able to transmute those. So as people say certain things to us, our journeys will show us if we are easily triggered, where we are in our journey. If we have the ability to be unaffected, we are becoming closer and closer to our etheric selves, our light. So as we practice introducing ourselves to ourselves, we can have a better understanding that we are the magicians. We can have a better understanding of how to alchemize our own selves for transformation. I can do better. I will do better. I love myself. I have gratitude, spiritual alchemy, words that speak to us, thoughts that we can project our consciousness into that will serve us. That is the understanding. The observer, the traveler, you cannot stay here. You are coming to imprint your energy here to help with the acceleration of another human being. That is your purpose. Who am I? Where did I come from? And where am I going? You must understand the journey. I am not better than anyone, but no one is better than me. So, ourselves are constantly telling us about ourselves. If I say, call out your own name right now, not to me, to yourself. And then I say, did you hear it? You say, yes, I heard it. So the question becomes, who is that? Where are they? So that means there's a version of you that exists in the immaterial. Because no one heard it, only you. So ourselves are truly telling us about ourselves. You see? So, if you wanted to show me that you were in pain right now, because looking at you, I would not know that you were in pain. So let's observe another part of ourselves. Well, the thoughts that you have about yourself or the thoughts that are creating your experiences will signature itself in your emotional body. Your emotional body will take those thoughts and translate them as feelings. And then feelings will take your pain and materialize it as tears through the physical body. So without you saying, I'm in pain, I will be able to see your thoughts materialize through your physical body. And then I can look at you, because energy is a language. And through the tears and the soul detoxifying itself, I can say, that man is in pain, without even being verbalized it. So ourselves are truly teaching us about ourselves. So understand, family, that you are the generator. And your mind is the masculine and feminine womb of your mental creation. But other people are using your womb for you to create their reality, for you to birth their thoughts, their ideas. Birth in action, a desired result from the mental womb of your mind. Regain your light, regain your power. Thank you, family. I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who is listening. I send love and light. We are the etheric. We are the highest state of vibration. We will be back again to dive deep into the black abyss, in the depths of who we are, the depths of our minds, the depths of our emotional bodies. Peace.